Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we've got Marcus en Fuego. Bonjour. They're getting French fried. And if you're short, you're getting your toasties posted. And, you know, it's one of those things, right? This is kind of like the action that we kind of looked for. We kind of expected it to be something in this neighborhood, and of course we look to buy. We were looking to sell the rallies, and of course this rally is vicious, and the problem with these rallies have been that they've been basically straight up, and it's not that they're straight up is the problem. It's that there's no trade. So what happens is they move overnight. Yesterday we had a range of, during the day, of about 50 points in the Dow. On Monday, we had a range of about 50 points in the Dow. But in the meantime, both days moved over 200. So when you look at it, you go, well, how am I going to make money there? That's the problem. And basically, they're squeezing your nuts, all day long. And, you know, you got to make a decision. And that is always the case. In a market that looks like it may want to try to go higher, all right? And again, it looks like, and I'm sure there's many out there saying that the trend is changing and we're going to start to see a move higher. And again, I'm not going to tell you no, because obviously I don't know that to be factual one way or the other. What I do know is that the markets are moving higher. They are doing it in leaps and bounds. I mean, a stock like Caterpillar goes up 7% in one day. Unheard of. You've got all kinds of goofy things happening. So we're not going to see, anything major here that we would be concerned about. I mean, we're watching the markets do their thing. And, the one thing we know for sure, you cannot stop the tape. You cannot step in front of it and say you're smarter than the tape, because if you do, you know what's going to happen, right? You're going to get beat. That's what's going to happen. You're going to get your little tushy whipped for walking in there. And again, I don't like the market. I don't like the action. I don't see the tax plan. I don't see all these promises. But again, the markets are either looking at them and saying they're coming, or they are getting ready for them, or they believe, whatever it is. Again, the one thing we cannot do is, if we break out above here, we cannot stop and step in front of it. This is very important to understand, that you cannot step in front of this market the way it is. You just have to, not let it trade. It is moving in big lumps, up. And certainly you've seen the NASDAQ over 6,000. You've got every index now getting ready to set new highs. And it just showing you that, hey, we have to be a little bit more cautious here and more ready to go, and just look for an opportunity to find a new place to get in. And again, and it's not that we don't like to be long. It's just from this point and stage in time, I think the markets are a little bit overdone. Again, if you listen to my stuff in 14, I said you'd be irresponsible to not be long the markets. So, again, I just see this as a big old fashioned blow off type of market. I think that it's continuing to thrive on, the fear that, for the people that are short, that are getting forced out and saying, okay, I can't take it anymore. To those that are now trying to buy. And of course, we know you'll hear that there's money on the sidelines. And of course, I'll say to you, there's always money on the sidelines. So we're going to just continue to have to watch her. And there's not a lot to do. There's not a lot of reason to try to step in here. Because again, I'd never be a buyer right here at the general markets. And it's not because I don't think they can go higher. It's because I think that there's a greater chance that they could break. And if they're going to go higher, I'm going to bet you that we will get an opportunity to buy again. So there'd be no reason for me to try to step in here, because I would be willing to bet that we would get some sort of a dip that would allow me to get in anyways. So from that standpoint, why take the chance? Why bother? And, you know, that's what I want to look for, is I want to look for what I believe to be, you know, the best overall opportunities. And to me right now, the best overall opportunity is to probably sit on the sidelines watching. We've seen bond markets get crumbled. We've seen, you know, just a lot of things that didn't make sense. And of course, we continue the continued grinding down of the dollar is another thing that we have to, you know, consider. The euro is going straight up, and, you know, we're seeing the pound is rallying, and not of any surprise. All right. But we do know that, you know, we're seeing things that are out of the ordinary and things that, you know, we need to be able to make sense of. And that's why we wait until we operate and put ourselves in that better position. And that's why I say right now, you know, hey, it's great. You know, it's great for if you're long, not so great for me if I'm short, which I was. But again, I'm not going to tell you not to get in. I just don't see a lot of high probability movement here. The truth of the matter is I think that you get a much better shot of a market going down than going straight up from here. But again, we're not going to get in the way, because we have now gone up basically 400 points in 2 days. And, you know, you've got, you know, a whole bunch of things that may be able to drive the markets even further. So from our standpoint, we're not going to get wacko. We're just going to sit back, relax, and, you know, look for another opportunity. The nice thing about trading is you don't have to be in business every day. You don't have to operate every day. You can sit back and wait your turn and wait for the right timing. I mean, you know, we're seeing just a lot of things going on that are not what I would call great action, but certainly if you're long, it is great action. So I think you have to be very careful and very subdued here in the market, because, you know, we do get these spring rallies or these sharp moves. And again, I have to warn you again, not to try to fade the market. There's no reason to try to go against it. You know, again, while it's going straight up, why do you think you're the one who can stop it? I know that I've tried and I've got run over a number of times trying to do that. So from my own experience, I can tell you that trying to get in front of this market is not the correct tack. What you would rather do would be to sit back and relax and give yourself an opportunity to find a better entry. And maybe that entry will actually be to the long side. Again, I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I'm just saying that, you know, that would be what we want to. We now want to be able to, you know, find a level that makes a little bit more sense, because obviously, you know, the markets are just right now plowing ahead and you know, for without rhyme or reason, which does indicate a blow off. And that is always what we're trying to do, is we're trying to understand the phase of the market we are in when we're trading. And of course, the phase now looks to be that the makings of a blow off. So we need to wait for some help to determine that. But in the meantime, we're going to step out here for break. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And Bubba's Bottom Line, available at BubbaTrading.com. Check it out. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and here we are. And again, you know, we've seen on Tuesday some really interesting moves. I mean, you saw a week have a dramatic recovery from down on the day significantly to up. And I mean, you know, for wheat to have a, you know, a 13 cent range, pretty big day, right? But in the meantime, that's, you know, we thought that that would be the case. In fact, yesterday I said on RFD TV that I would expect a rally in wheat as long as it could get over 420. And of course it closed at 427. And, you know, one of the things we want to make sure is, you know, corn looks good. And we thought corn looks like it's going to 380. And the one that looks a little mediocre right now, of course, is soybeans. Now, again, we're not saying that soybeans, I mean, I do like soybeans, but again, I'm a buyer at 940, 950, not here at 965 or so. And of course, the hog markets we thought would at bottom. Now we were a little bit early, but now they have had to have a nice rally. And cattle is holding, but you know, after a couple of down days, I think you look for a place to sell cattle. But what we're really seeing is a move in, you know, different markets. And gold continues to be under duress, but not as bad as you would think. And again, one of the things when you look at a market, you look at it from the standpoint is if it's not as bad as it you think it should be, that would be something that we always want to understand. Okay, and what I'm saying to you here is gold could have been down dramatically, and it really isn't down that much. It's on $23 in 2 days. I mean, that's certainly nothing major, and you would think it would have been down a lot more, very much similar to cattle. You would have thought after the cattle on feed report, it would have been down a lot more, and it wasn't. So that would give you an indication that maybe there are still some buyers out there looking for a spot to jump in, and that is something that we always try to pay attention to, that there's going to be sometimes there's opportunities that, you know, by paying attention to the chart, by watching the overall action, you find out that there's some opportunities in there. And, you know, it's just like in crude. You know, I wrote on Tuesday morning that, you know, I'm short crude. I'm going to tighten up my stop, though, because I know it's going to bounce from some point in here. And for the most of Tuesday, crude was lower, and then it popped late. And, you know, again, it didn't get stopped out. But, again, being prepared to do so, understanding the configuration of the market, understanding that I would not be surprised if these events did occur. And that is something that you want to be able to set yourself up to be, is not surprised when an event occurs. Now, again, you're not going to always be right. But as long as you know and you're not surprised that certain events occur, what you'll find out is you'll be in a better position overall to trade. All right. Now, one of the things that, you know, we commented on yesterday was the way the VIX got pummeled, you know, down a ton. But then now after the second consecutive 200-point day, the VIX was virtually, you know, almost unchanged. You know, something to look at, indicating that if you buy into the stock that this was a blow-off type of trade, the markets are blowing off the upside, then this would be something that you'd look at to say, hey, maybe it's time for a little bit of a turn to the downside. And again, that doesn't mean the trend is going to change and we're going to go straight down. All that means is that, you know, if you're a short-term trader, you might be looking to say, this is an opportunity for me to maybe take a whack at them here. And that would be something that, you know, we would look for. Again, all we're trying to do is grab the edge overall. That's our mantra. That's our model, is to try to put ourselves in an edge position no matter what's going on. And that's what I always want you to be prepared for, is, you know, learn how to try to grab a little bit of the edge. And the way that you grab a little bit of the edge is you put yourself in a position of being successful. And just for an idea, last week we did a trade on Netflix. We did an earnings trade, and we sold last week's inside strangle. We bought an outside strangle, which included the 152.50 calls. And last week, the inside expired worthless. We collected, you know, a few bucks that we had. We now owned options for free. We owned a put and a call in Netflix for nothing. And of course, what happened yesterday? Well, Netflix exploded, and those calls that were worthless, we've already taken money off the table, were now worth, we sold them at over $2. So there you go. You just picked up a nice package. You know, so you picked up 200 for every one that you had. And you already had, you know, a $400 or $500 profit to go with it. So now, you know, you get this going on, and that's what I'm talking about. Being prepared to be successful. Okay? Because success comes from preparation. And you know, it doesn't always work that way. I mean, certainly this is an anomaly, but I say it doesn't have to work that often. If you own something for free and you're in it, it doesn't have to work all the time. And that's what we're trying to, you know, always put ourselves in, is to say that's the position that you want to be in, is to be prepared at all times. All right. And that's all we're doing, is just we're prepping ourselves to be prepared to do the next step. And if you're always taking care of it, and you're always prepping, and it's whether you're hedging your overall portfolio or you're trading, it's whether you're hedging your farm or you're speculating. If you're prepared for what can go wrong, then you're in a much better spot to be right. And again, you're then taking an edge on the overall market. And that's all we're trying to do, is to grab an edge in general on what the markets are going to do. And again, I don't know where they're going to go from here. I mean, I don't like them. I'm certainly, you know, that I have a bearish tint here, you know, tax cuts, all this other stuff. I mean, we'll talk about that later, but I don't, you know, I can't get bullish here. I mean, I sure can't get bullish now. I mean, I don't reverse, you know, midstream. You know, if I was bearish, I had a reason to be bearish, and I still have the same reason. I'm getting more bearish, but I have to be more careful. And that's how you manage your money. By being more careful, knowing that we can't fight this overall tape, as they say. So what do we have to do? We have to sit back and put ourselves in a position to be ready if something happens. But we can't be laid out here, otherwise they'll lay us out. And we certainly don't want that to be part of our MO. We want to be ready. So what you're trying to do now, you know, if you own a big portfolio, or if you own a portfolio in general, you want to hedge. If you've got a farm or a ranch, you want to hedge. Again, hedging only takes away part of your profit. That is what you're giving up by hedging, is portions of your profit. And it doesn't necessarily have to give it away, but done properly, you're actually going to have the chance in the equity market to accumulate more. When you're hedging properly, you're buying tops and bottoms, okay? You're selling tops and buying bottoms when you're doing it properly. Now, again, you take some drawdown, but you know the max risk of what your portfolio is, and then when we get the standard, the market goes up 9% year over year, you're in good shape, and you end up with more shares. When you're hedging the farm, you're just trying to lock in costs because, again, obviously you know what it costs to run a farm. It's expensive. You got to borrow a lot of money. So it's better to be in shape and ready when the markets do their thing, then not in shape and not ready. And that's my problem, because too many of you are too much of a gunslingers when you don't have to. I mean, you can hedge actively, you can hedge passively. But what I want you to understand is that it's best to be protected, because if you're protected, then you don't have a lot of risk. You might give up some potential profit, but isn't it worth giving up some profit to be protected? That would be my question to you, is protection, because you're not here, you're not in it for a day, you're not in it for a week, you're in it for your life. So doesn't it make sense to have some protection so that you don't have to be in that position to get clobbered when the markets go to a position that they're going to get clobbered, whatever it is. And it doesn't matter what market it is. So if you're an owner or a farmer, you know, then you want to make sure that you're protected. That's just the bottom line. I mean, why not put some of the dough in your own pocket? That's the way that we look at it. That's what we're looking for. And that's what you should always be looking for, is to make sure you're saving your own bacon. Because, you know, it's important to save your own cheeks. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, LibertyTalk.fm will allow you to download the show every single day. In the meantime, go to BubbaTrading.com and you can go watch Bubba's Bottom Line. I urge you to do so. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back to you. Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, today, the big day, the Donald Trump day. And what did you hear? What did he say, you know, to do with the tax plan and everything else? I mean, you know, again, this is where I think there's a lot of problems. And here's where we're going to get into the same trap we always get into, which is too many issues and too many concessions that have to be made and too many things that are going to be more of a problem down the road. And this is where I continue to argue or make the case that the government is broken and we have to keep selling our future to get something today. And that is not the right way to go about it. And this is why, you know, I think they should let the goddamn thing shut down. I mean, you know, again, we're not getting any benefit. I think that when you look at it, okay, again, I know what we need, but the things that we need are not going to guarantee the growth that we're being promised. You know, there's so many things that have to be done to create that growth. And, you know, we're already off to a slow start because we're spending too much time and money trying to get it done. And that becomes my bigger problem with everything that's going on. And then, of course, with the markets going bonkers. You know, look, it's all great to see the markets go up, but I'd like to see them go up for a legitimate reason and not anything else other than that legitimate reason. The markets now are floating up on air again. We're seeing the you know, house of cards being built higher again. And, you know, again, it doesn't mean we're going down today or tomorrow. It just means that, you know, when you just do a normal view of what you see happening in the markets, is it possible that they can get the things done that everybody is buying in on? And that is where I think the problem comes in, because I don't see the ability for this country to do what they say they're going to do. First of all, you know, we're not exactly like a small country where we can make some change and it's going to take immediate effect. It's going to take time to have effect. So that's the first problem. The second problem is that we have a great president now, I think, but he's trying to run it as a business. And unfortunately, under the current laws, under the current rules, he doesn't have that opportunity. He needs permission. And, you know, it's not that he won't get it, but look at the disdain that people have for Donald Trump now. And you don't think that, you know, these Democrats, and again, I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm saying that these Democrats, you know, they're listening to their own constituents because they want to be reelected. Here, this is the false of the whole system, is the people in office are more worried and more concerned about being reelected than they are about taking care of the law. They are more concerned about their own selves than they are about taking care of the real business. And that is a total fallacy, because that's not what we have here. And until we resolve that situation, we are going to have the consistent same issues, because this is, as they say, the swamp needs to be drained, but not just from this group of people. This has been going on. This is not new. This has been going on forever. And the problem is both sides of the aisle want to screw you and me. And if we allow this to continue, that is why it has grown so unproportionately out of control. This is why you're seeing first the Brexit, then the Trump, then the Frexit, and there'll be the Nexit, and there'll be all these others because at the end of the day, people are getting tired of this. People are getting annoyed with the thievery that goes on within the government. The overall view that we see is not good. And, you know, if we would get these guys out of the office and change the direction in which we go, and it actually came back down to serving your country, not making a career out of being, you know, there, you would find out that we'd probably be in quite a bit better shape. But this is why that the plans that we're seeing are not very good, because they're not going to get necessarily done. And we've got too many people. It's like these sanctuary cities deals. Okay. Now, I'm in 100% agreement that you want to be a sanctuary city, you get no money. But yet the court overturned it. And I'm sure it'll be overturned back the other way. But again, here it is, more time, more money, more waste. Instead of making the country better and saying, hey, you know, you can't harbor fugitives. You can't harbor these people. You have to, you know, let them go. And that becomes the issue. And this is why we have so many issues in this country, is because there is so much money that disappears, not even to Americans, right? There's so much money that goes out of the window that Americans don't even get to benefit from. In the state of California, they probably have, you know, in the billions of dollars that go to illegal aliens. Now, again, I understand illegals in this country, and I'm not saying that they're all bad. I'm not saying they all have to go back. What I am saying, though, is they certainly are not entitled to benefits, but because of the laws that we have, they get free medical care. You go to the emergency room, you got to be treated. And, you know, why? That's, again, these are the things that become a much bigger problem, is we don't handle these situations correctly, in my opinion. And when it comes to money, when it comes to the government, obviously we have to have the people's best interests, because that's what the government is supposed to serve. It's supposed to serve the people. But they're supposed to serve the citizens of the United States of America. And if you looked and you could find all the illegal people collecting disability, collecting health care, collecting welfare, and I'm not talking about citizens, I'm talking about illegals. So what do? They come over here and they figure out how to beat the system. And if you think I'm kidding, I can point you in a few directions. You can go look. I mean, I know some guys that were not citizens, that, you know, didn't have jobs and had a pocket full of cash all the time. And you know, where'd they get it from? They got it from the government. I mean, again, that's the problem, because the government itself does not have a good idea of how to check and make sure, which is why you see these ridiculous, you know, the $25,000 for a toilet, you know, the ridiculous fees on certain things. Why? Because they can't check it, and they don't check it, and they don't care. Because what do they care? They just keep printing more money. And when you think about it, you know, the senator's sitting there making $200,000 a year. He got a $200,000 a year for pension once he quits. He's got all kinds of deals, side deals with constituents and getting money, can spend their campaign money on other things. So why would they care? All right? The government will take care of it. They'll just keep paying it. We'll just keep printing more money. And there you go again, becomes the bigger problem. So this is a place that has to be torn down to be rebuilt, in my opinion. Okay? And you need to have better control. It's just like you've heard Ron Paul audit the Fed. I think the government needs to be audited. I think you need to bring a team of accountants in there and go through everything with a fine-tooth comb and find out where all the money is actually going. then you can have a great setup and put in a great tax plan and have an understanding. But right now, they have no idea where most of the money is even going. So if they don't know where it's going, what difference does it make how much they raise? Because all what's going to happen is they're going to spend more. That's why we have to raise, we continue to have to raise the debt ceiling. I mean, you know, if there's an inflation problem in this country, then why do we have so much debt? Think about that. Right? If we truly have, you know, no inflation, well, then how does the government keep going over the debt ceiling? That's interesting. So there's just so many areas to look at here. And it becomes, you know, it's very frustrating as somebody who wants the country to be great and everybody to have an equal opportunity. I mean, I'm an equal guy, man. I want everybody to have the same shot. But the way we run things, it's almost impossible. So, you know, hey, just something to think about over here on the old Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, LibertyTalk.fm allows you to download the Bubba Show every single day. And, of course, the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And you got to see Bubba's bottom line. I mean, you want to see me on fire, go check out that at BubbaTrading.com. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with Marlon Bowling from Rural Rally Radio. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're going to go now get interviewed by Rural Rally Radio's Marlon Bowling. He's going to talk to me about the agricultural markets, and we're going to share that with you. So let's go to Marlon Bowling right now. Here we go.
It's a BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. Good morning, Mr. Bubba. How are you?
What do you say, Marlon? Welcome back. Nice to talk to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Good to be back in the saddle, I guess. it was great to have a few days off, but nice to have a chance to talk with you once again. It's been a little bit. So where do we stand now in this grain market activity here? We're seems like at a crossroads at the present time.
Well, I think we're kind of wishy-washy, but I think if you look at the overall levels, 360, 365 was a must-hold in corn, and it did. Around the 420 level in May wheat was a level, and it held. And it actually had a nice reversal yesterday off of that and ran. Soybeans remain 940, 950, and as long as they hold above there, I think they're going to go higher. So I think the overall picture looks good. I think we know, especially this time of year, it's not going to be without too much turbulence. We've got too many things going on the outside, you know, getting ready, planning, doing all the things that are going. So we really haven't gotten into the true season yet. So, I mean, you know, I'm very positive the entire grain space. I think that we're going to see higher prices. I think the end of the year is going to be very good. I think especially we get out to, you know, December corn, I think you're going to see well over $4. I think December wheat's going to be over $5. So I think we're going to be in really good shape going forward. My one concern would be soybeans. And of course, if they can hold, then that would take away my concern there as well. So I think the factors this year are going to favor stronger agricultural prices. I think the dollar is going lower. You can see we're now back under now at 99. I think that we're going to see, oil going lower. You know, I think we're going to see all the things that are going to benefit us as far as farmers and producers to see higher pricing. And I think you're going to see a stock market sell off, which will bring money into alternative investment strategy. So I think everything weighs in the favor for the first year in quite a while for farmers and producers.
But is this going to be going in fits and starts, or what do you think is going to be happening?
Well, I don't think we're going to go straight up. You know, I think you're going to have you're going to have a lot of turbulence, you know, back and forth. I mean, there's going to be moments in where it's going to look great, and then there's going to be moments where they're going to make you sick, and then they're going to. But I think as long as you can hold key levels, and again, right now I'd say, you know, 360 in May corn, excuse me, in July corn, 420 in July wheat. And 940, 950 in soybeans. I think those are fine, and I wouldn't even be concerned. All I would do is look to be a buyer if they came back down to those levels again.
So if you have farmers out there that may be sitting on a pile of corn yet, old crop corn from last fall, and they haven't decided if they want to sell that or not, with that break in the planting action for the time being, I mean, is that a chance for them to maybe add to some sales at this point, or do you think it'd be better for them to be patient and wait for better times ahead?
It's funny. I got that question this morning on wheat, but I'll give you the same answer. It depends on your cost to store it. If it's not in your way and it costs you nothing to store, I'm going to hold.
But if it costs, then you have to weigh the cost and when we're going to see the price. Because, you know, I don't know when I'm going to see that those higher prices. So if I've got to pay X amount, you know, per month or whatever to store it, then I need to take care of, get rid of it. Because I can always, if I had to and wanted to be long, I could be long the board if I needed to be, if I wanted to be in. But in the meantime, if you're paying for it, then you should get rid of it. Because, again, the cost that you're paying, you need that much of a rally to get out of it. But if you're not paying for it, basically, and you're just taking up some room and you don't need the room right now, then I think it's fine. I would hold.
Do you think options are going to be getting more expensive now as we move forward, though?
I think that options will start to lose some of their premium as the markets start to drift higher. Typically, in higher markets, premium comes in because there's more confidence they're going to go higher. There's not as much volatility. And right now, we're not seeing a tremendous amount of volatility, so I look for the options to go a little bit cheaper here as far as the overall market. But again, one thing we always have to remember is options are always fairly priced because they're being priced by market makers, which is the same thing as being priced by an insurance actuary, and they don't make mistakes.
All right, we'll pause for a little break, and we'll bring you back here in a moment to talk more about the markets. Our guest is Todd Bubba Horowitz. He's with BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. Don't go edition of Commodity Wrap. I'm Marlon Bowling with you, along with Zach Troutman, our producer and engineer. And on the phone, we have Todd Bubba Horowitz standing by. He's with BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. A lot of talk about some very chilly temperatures out there in the plains that you would think on the surface would maybe give a little boost to the wheat market, although it didn't seem to be reacting much overnight here. They're talking frost advisories in Nebraska, I understand.
Yeah, you know what we did? We did have a nice rally yesterday, right? I mean, you know, we did have a big turnaround, and of course, wheat has been getting hammered for a couple of days, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we saw a nice turnaround. You know, certainly we had a 15-cent turnaround yesterday. And, you know, again, a lot of the things, in my eyes, always get priced in ahead of time, so you know, that might have been the reason for the turnaround rally. And again, we might see some higher prices here, but I think you want to prove it first, and then we'll see a little bit of a chase for the money, right? I think that's really more what I'd be looking for. I think that was just the probably the result of yesterday. But again, let's see what happens. And again, I look for higher prices anyway, so whatever help I can get, I'll take it.
Well, I know we've talked numerous times in the past about if producers should be taking a look at maybe protecting their energy requirements for this year. Where do you stand on that right now?
No, I think we're going lower. I think that we're going. I'm yelling for 40. Now, I will probably get a bounce here in the next day or two. You know, we're trading 49 right now. Of course, that you'll probably see some sort of a bounce. Probably 48. It may come today, Marlon, off of the EIA numbers at 9:30 Central Time. You might get a little bit of a bounce there, or you might get the push down. I think you got to watch 48, but I think before it's done, we're down at 40 or around that level. And I'm right now a seller of every rally of crude oil. That goes to a reasonable level of expectation, like just recently 51. And I think we're just going to go much lower. Again, I don't see any reason. OPEC has tried everything they can do to manipulate this product and have not been able to push it up. Our frackers are pushing. Every time the price goes up, they're pumping as much as they can. And we've got a 200-year supply in the ground right now. So I mean, what's the purpose? You know, we've got better fuel economy, more things going on. I would not look for it to go higher at all.
Are you on the bull bandwagon on the lean hogs yet?
I was on there. I was early. I was on it at 70 and 71 on the way down. Of course, they went a little bit lower. But yeah, no, I think that I think they go now, probably make a run. I'd be looking for like 75 is the next spot that I would look at as a spot to look. Now, again, I'm bullish the entire agricultural complex, basically. But I think that hogs go to probably 75 before they run into a little bit of trouble. I think cattle's a little bit overpriced here. I think that needs to come in a little bit. And I think, you know, today's going to be a pretty key day, today, tomorrow, to see if we can get those to start to roll over. You know, that cattle on feed report was not very bullish, obviously. And, of course, we did not really get the sell-off you might have thought off of that. So there might be still a little bit under strength or underlying strength that might push it higher. But I would look for it to start heading lower here for a little bit.
Well, we're just about at the end of the month, and April feeders go off the board tomorrow. April live cattle go off the board on Friday. Does that mean we could have some interesting trade here?
I think you could, and I think that would create, you know, I think a lot of the buying, there seemed to be a big squeeze between April and June cattle. And, of course, we look at the backwardation. We saw that same exact pattern happening in Feb-April hogs, and we saw what happened with the hogs. They got crumpled. And I think that's the same action I'd look for, and that's what I think the markets actually need to resolve all that backwardation that we've seen put into this market. As you remember, not that long ago, August cattle was under a buck for a while.
Yeah, right now we're at a $14 premium on the nearby April live cattle versus the June. Todd, how do we reach you if we want more information about the markets here?
You can reach me at BubbaTrading.com and just contact me, or Bubba at BubbaTrading.com. Look me up, check it out. We're going to be doing some more webinars and do some more education. And, you know, again, always trying to help and make sure everybody understands just how the market functions and why certain things happen, and love to hear from you.
Very good. Well, thank you. Very approachable guy, Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com. Look him up and give him a call and talk with him one-on-one about your marketing plan. We'll be back.
And that was with our friends from Rural Rally Radio, Marlon Bowling. And, of course, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, for this Wednesday. And we're going to call it a day. Make sure you go to LibertyTalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And don't forget, Bubba's Bottom Line, available to you at BubbaTrading.com. That'll do it for today, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station, the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.